Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We are quite convinced that Christ died to absolutely atone for the sins of his elect people, and shall lose none of those whose redemption he has purchased with his own blood. We cannot be certain at all times that we are of that number, nor can we know that someone else is. But by the grace of God, he is pleased to give us a reason to hope in his mercy, because he has made the promises of the gospel to appear to us as apples of gold and pictures of silver. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, but it is built on nothing more than that either. So the bride of Christ cannot help but long after him and to desire his presence, because the operation of the quickening power of the Holy Ghost awakens her from the deadness of her sin and makes her alive in him who she gladly owns as her Lord. From time to time he knocks upon her door, enters in and sups with her in such a way that she is overwhelmed, yet he is often gone as quickly as he came. This is in order that she does not think that he is her servant. The Lord will teach his children that he is sovereign. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, from whence he shall come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that know not God. This is in order that she does not think that it is in the power of the flesh to enjoy his blessings. He will not allow his people to trust in themselves. This is so that she does not grow complacent. When we think of something as commonplace, the value of it diminishes in our eyes. That man who is in a dry and thirsty land appreciates a cup of water far more than the man who dwells beside a mountain stream. And he does this so that she does not trust in her experience rather than his promise. The Bible teaches us that our salvation is Christ himself, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, even Jesus, made a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Is Christ your only hope?